5:30 now, the PM General Election 2015, Chris Mason Desk of Election News with Chris Mason. Tonight, with Chris Mason.
With plenty of strident word about Trident today, the UK's independent nuclear deterrent, we'll focus instead on what else you need to know from the campaign trail. We'll take you to the news conference where this happened. That's the sound of the backdrop crashing down, with the ad-libbed, rather Anglo-Saxon commentary on the incident discreetly edited out for those of a sensitive disposition. Meanwhile, Labour's published its education manifesto.
Effective careers advice is fundamental to Britain paying its way in the world and making its way in the world. And we in the Labour Party are passionate about this for two reasons.
So, Tristram Hunt, you're the Shadow Education Secretary. Fill us in.
First of all, on social justice grounds, because it's young people without the connections, without the parental support, without the internships, who need effective careers advice and information. Secondly, the economy of tomorrow demands high-level technical and vocational skills.
Mr Hunt promised Labour would ensure every teenager in England gets face-to-face careers advice. David Cameron's also been talking education today. The Conservative leader did a question-and-answer session with staff at the National Grid Training Centre in Newark in Nottinghamshire.
One of the things that's happened in the past a lot is girls studying sciences at school have often seen it as a pathway through to studying medicine, but haven't necessarily thought as much about engineering.
So take the sciences seriously when you're at school, he said, and
actually, if you choose these subjects, you could be anything from a nuclear scientist to an astronaut to designing the next high-performance car.
Now, if an election campaign amounts to one thing over anything else, that thing is a photo call. The grip and grin, smile at the camera, say a few pleasantries routine that is repeated over and over again for over a month. So photos are everywhere and so is party branding, but some candidates are rather keener than others on including pictures of their leader or even mentioning their party at all. The Lib Dem leader Nick Clegg was asked this by BBC Radio Cornwall's James Churchfield.
Why would one of your candidates, the previous North Cornwall MP Dan Rogerson, omit the word Liberal Democrat on one of his campaign leaflets? And he's not the first person within the party to do that, is he either?
No, he's not, acknowledged Mr Clegg. But plenty of us politicians, he added, want to focus on our personal story, on what we've done, rather than cram it full of party political stuff.
I think that's perfectly normal. I do it myself. Everybody does that. And you know, I really think to fish out one leaflet of the thousands of leaflets that go out and say, ah, look, it doesn't have the brand. Do you know what? It is not a state secret, I think, in North Cornwall, that Dan Rogerson is, guess what, a Liberal Democrat.
Anyway, back to that news conference I mentioned a few minutes ago. So, gravity was the winner and UKIP's Director of Communications, Paul Lambert's the loser. He found himself buried underneath the party's backdrop, which had keeled over. UKIP was unveiling its policies pitched at women voters. Deputy Chairman Suzanne Evans was there, as were MEPs Diane James and Patrick O'Flynn.
Sometimes UKIP has resembled a rugby club on tour. I think that's becoming less and less true. But we need to work harder, and there still are occasions where men in the party who should know better have occasionally resorted to boorishness or chauvinism.
Something Mr O'Flynn added he always challenged. UKIP said one of its plans was to scrap the VAT on women's sanitary products, currently charged at 5%, the lowest possible rate under European Union law. Last couple of things from me today. For the first time in its series of opinion polls, Servation for the Daily Mirror suggests that Ed Miliband is ahead of David Cameron in leader approval ratings. And if you fancy a crack at running for Parliament, well, the deadline has just passed. Candidates had until 4 o'clock this afternoon to hand in their papers. It's expected there'll be a record number of candidates, with some predicting a record number of ethnic minority and female MPs. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Election day, still 4 weeks away.